For healthcare to be effective, it needs to be accessible, offer experienced medical professionals, and, of course, right, have proper funding. Considering how the need for the services provided by what are called health centers in New Jersey continues to increase, proper funding has grown equally as a priority. Recently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that health centers here in New Jersey will be receiving a large injection of some federal funding, which is always a good thing. Here to discuss the significance of this funding is the Director of Communications for the Health Resources and Services Administration, Martin Kramer. Thanks for being here today, sir.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
And to learn more about what we are talking about, HRSA.gov is the place to start. And it's one of those long links, but I've linked over at our webpage a link where you can find the health center that is near you here in New Jersey. And this revolves around the HHS awarding $1,634,609 to New Jersey to improve health center quality. And, well, just for the person listening, what is defined as the health center? Is that a more friendly name for what we used to call the free clinic, for example?
No, the free clinics are something different. What we're referring to are community health centers, which are federally funded public and private nonprofit health centers that are based in communities around the country. They are run by the communities themselves. Their board of directors is set up to be represented by at least 50% plus one of people within the community who are making the decisions on what kind of health care to provide, how to provide those services, and where to spend the funding that they receive.
And currently New Jersey has 23 of these health centers, which obviously means at least one in every county, and they have more than 111 sites across the state that are serving as really safety nets for residents. The the Department of Health here in New Jersey, they have budgeted around $31 million to support these centers. And last year, as far as traffic is concerned, New Jersey's health centers, they served over 400,000 individuals that totaled 1.6 million visits. And out of those 481,000, to be precise, nearly 28% of them were uninsured. 56% of those are on Medicaid. So I guess as those stats dictate, Marty, these do provide an important service for people who don't have access to a regular consistent resource of medical care personally.
Well, yes, the goal of these health centers is to provide patients, regardless of their insurance status, regardless of their ability to pay, with what we refer to as a patient-centered medical home, a place where they can go and not just get treatment for what ails them, but stay in treatment. So if you're a person living in New Jersey and you have hypertension or you have diabetes and you need help controlling those two chronic ailments, the health centers will see you on a sliding fee scale that are set by the individual health centers themselves, but no one is turned away. Everyone will be seen as appointments are available, and the goal is to keep patients in care so that we're providing high-quality primary care so patients can stay healthy.
I mentioned that New Jersey funds them to the tune of over $31 million every year. How frequent are the federal dollars coming into these programs for the state?
Well, there are several kinds of federal fundings for the health centers. Each health center grantee, and as you mentioned, there are 23 grantees in New Jersey now. They're actually operating 132 sites. We just have newly released data. These health centers receive what we refer to as base funding every year. They are funded based on a budget that they provide to HRSA that we review, and in that budget, they describe to us how they're going to spend these funds and what services they're going to provide. Each health center, generally speaking, has a 3-year project period. After those 3 years, we review the health center. We also open up what we call a service area competition to ensure that the best people running the health centers, the best health centers, are providing service for the area they provide. So every 3 years, these health centers have to compete for their service area to ensure that they're providing the highest quality care that they can.
So if you're providing a service that is effective and accessible, then, you know, layman's term, you win the prize.
Correct. If you are doing the things that we need health centers to do, which is to provide primary care, dental care, behavioral health services, services for substance abuse disorder, any of the things that health centers do on a daily basis for the people in their community, we make sure that the health centers that are serving the area you live in are doing the best job they can do, and if there's someone who could be doing the job better, they can be awarded the service area.
And then on the flip side, too, if you apply for the funding and denied, that's your wake-up call to check out what you're doing, get it together, and hopefully improve your situation.
The goal here is to ensure that the people who are going to these health centers get the best care they can and that they're kept in care. The most important thing we know is that patients who are going to health centers, it's critical that whatever is ailing them is treated as quickly as possible, but that ailment, especially if it's a chronic situation, that patients stay in care so that their health improves. That drives down costs. That makes scarce resources more available to other patients and other health centers. So it's really a win-win. As long as patients are staying in care, they're getting healthier, and the resources that we can provide can go further.
Martin Kramer, who is the Director of Communications for the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA.gov, is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We're focusing on the health centers in New Jersey, 20 of them receiving HHS awards, totaling $1.6 million to improve health center quality here in New Jersey. I want to give you this website, too, findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov. And we have a link over to our webpage as well, but findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov, and you can find out the one center nearest you. And that's also, if you're listening on the stream outside in New Jersey, equally accessible for you to find whatever one is near you in whatever state you happen to be in. As far as who can have access to these health centers, you said the payment is on a sliding scale based on income. Are there income limits that prohibit you from using these sites because you want to keep them focused on the people who have true needs?
No, each individual health center sets their fee scale. No one is turned away. If you are a person who has private insurance and wants to be treated at a health center, you're welcome to come to the health center. If you're a person who is on Medicaid or Medicare and you need help and the health center can help you, they want to see you. And if you're a person who doesn't have the financial means to get private insurance or is underinsured, the health centers will see you. So it isn't a question of a means test. It's a question of making sure that everyone has access to the high-quality primary care these health centers provide.
And we should mention, too, that the health centers also are providing services nationwide to over 300,000 veterans. And, you know, certainly with the VA torture stories we've been hearing about, that there are resources and medical care outlets that the U.S. veterans can make use of and get the care that they so richly deserve. To find the health center that is near you in New Jersey and elsewhere, it's findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov. And you've just heard how they got better funding, courtesy of the HHS, to the tune of $1.6 million. And filling us in on all this today has been the Director of Communications for the Health Resources and Services Administration, Martin Kramer. Martin, thanks so much for the good news for the health centers here in New Jersey, and thanks for being here today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.